atmosphere and what's behind it. I think we need to begin by making sure we don't exaggerate things.
Senator Marco Rubio, a Republican from Florida, Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, and Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross Leighton from Florida are Cuban Americans and have led the efforts in Congress to impose sanctions on Venezuela. The limited sanctions that include banning visas and freezing the U.S. assets of Venezuela's leaders will send a message, they say, condemning the use of force against anti-government protesters there. But their motivation is in part strategic, says William Leo Grand, professor of Latin American politics at American University. The goal, he says, is to break up Venezuela's close alliance with Cuba and end the flow of cheap oil the Venezuelan government provides to Castro's communist regime.
If the current government of Venezuela were to be overthrown, a conservative government would probably cut that assistance to Cuba and thereby destabilize the situation in Cuba. That, I think, is what conservative Cuban Americans are after.
There is public anger in Venezuela about basic food and supply shortages, rampant inflation, and the high crime rate, fueling sometimes violent demonstrations in this oil-rich country. Venezuela's leaders blame the United States for inciting and supporting the demonstrations. The U.S. has denied any such involvement. Cuban American leaders like Senator Rubio, seen in this YouTube video, blame Cuba for orchestrating Venezuela's use of force against the protesters.
He's protesting against the government of Venezuela, which are puppets of Havana, completely infiltrated by Cubans and agents from Havana. Not agents, openly, foreign military affairs officials.
Carl Meacham, the director of the Americas Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says this assertion mischaracterizes the long-standing socialist alliance that began during the presidency of the late Hugo Chavez.
So I think that even though that relationship is clear and that partnership is beneficial to both countries, I think the Venezuelans are in the driver's seat of the developments that we're seeing.
While the Cuban connection may be a motivating factor for some, these analysts say broad support for sanctions in the U.S. Congress is driven by a desire to find a peaceful resolution to the conflict in Venezuela and to avert any potential for instability in the region. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.